I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This past Palm Sunday in India, 5 churches were either raided or their pastors were attacked. Hindu extremists and police detained several of the pastors and accused them of violating anti-conversion laws. David Curry with Open Doors USA explains.
What you have is an extremist Hindu group that is in power right now in India and most of the states and at the national level, the BJP party. And their agenda is as stated, it's public, it's known, it's on billboards. And the news broadcasts around the country is to push Christians out by 2025.
Would you pray for the believer's safety this Easter Sunday? And
continue to pray for people who persecuted Christians around the world. There are millions of them that during this Holy Week are going to be targets of violence, and we pray for their safety.
Finally, Pastor Arulana of Jesus is Lord Fellowship serves in the United States, but he still has a heart for his people in the Philippines, where church plants in rural areas struggle to survive. He says a poor economy makes full-time ministry very difficult for pastors.
The number one problem in remote places and villages and barrios in the Philippines still is poverty.
Over a decade ago, his church partnered with Farms International to pilot a microloan program to the Pangasinan province. Arulana says now his church can work on their main goal.
The very core of everything we do is discipling people, leading them into Christ-likeness.
Head to our website to learn how the program has helped financially support both the families and their local churches. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Well, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that, because each of the recipes has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Nick Kramer.